4 VWA Mobile. For CM Mobile. How you doing, Steve? Andrew, what's happening, baby? I gotta go to a funeral in Union.
Well, some things that you'd rather do. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, goodness. Well, so your flying was good, huh?
Complain about it. That glider, man, that made it so much easier because I was able to get up in the air as high as I could go and then, kind of let it level off, and then I'd put the goggles on and fly it around. But, yeah, it was a blast. I enjoyed it.
We've got to get together, and I got to see your equipment because I think that's probably what I'm going to do, too, because, hey, you had really good image.
Pretty well. I mean, every once in a while, like when you watch the video, you'll see the feed cut out. But with the glider, you know, it's stable as it is. That wasn't a big deal. You know, if you had a faster plane or something, it could be a bigger issue. But I think probably a better goggles would probably work even better because I don't think that set of goggles I have has true diversity antennas. So basically it kind of feeds off of both of them where a decent set of goggles would actually pick up the strongest signal, and that's what it would feed to the headset.
Probably right. But still, that's more than a fine setup to get started.
I'm playing. I mean, you're talking maybe 150 total in that for the whole FPV setup, and then you just kind of build on it as you go.
Yes, sir. And that's not an extreme outlay to find out that you don't care for FPV. Well, so how's everything else going? Everything going all right with you?
I'm ready. Family's going camping this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. Finally do some tent camping for a change, I mean, and not be Boy Scouts. So, how you doing?
A coincidence. Being an old retired fart, I get to go from Sunday to Wednesday, which is what we just did on the maiden voyage of our new camper. We went over to Table Rock, not far away. But, hey, we had a great trip. We're on our way home now.
Got a nice campground. Y'all need to, tell you what, I try to talk up Kings Mountain, because I'll be honest with you. Granted, on me wrong, kind of travel trailer, whatever, you just got a decent bathroom in it. But Kings Mountain has the absolute nicest bathrooms I've ever seen in the state park in the state of South Carolina. I'm sure there's other ones that I haven't visited yet, but they have phenomenal bathrooms.
You gotta go to Lake Murray down on Dreer Island State Park. Man, that place, I tell you what, if you got a pull behind or any other kind of camper or even a Class A, you pull into your campsite and they got one whole section that has sewer hookups. You don't even have to go to the dumping station when you're done.
Right there, because most of the state campgrounds don't have sewer hookups. You just got power and water. That's pretty much it.
Yep, that's a nice place down there. But now I gotta tell you, Table Rock, I think they've been doing a lot of upfitting. They're replacing all the picnic tables and they're putting in, they've done a whole bunch of refurbishing up there. Son, even the bathhouses are nice.
I'm up there because I've probably been to Table Rock and it's probably been 10, 15 years somewhere in that area.
All the facilities up there, matter of fact, I pulled up and asked directions from three of the park guys. They were putting up new signs. They've even put all new signs in the park, and they were putting new signs up. And I said, after they told me how to get down to easily the easiest way, I told them, I said, now look, y'all going to have to be careful. People come through here, they look at that, and what's going on, they're liable to think you know what you're doing.
I hear you. I might have to check that out. I'm going to put that on the list. Cause, I mean, Table Rock's always been nice. I mean, it was a nice campground when I went. It was just, you know, you go use the restroom, you're going to be in there with some spiders and stuff. So I might have to check it out, see what they've updated.
Well, I know it's early in the season, but I tell you what, I didn't even see bugs in there. Nothing. It was clean and it was nice. Yeah, buddy. It was real nice. So, anyhow, well, I got my amp back from down in Georgia. Man, that thing is pumping it out. They did a good job down there.
I need to get the name of that place so I can get in touch with them, see if they do rotators.
What? And I didn't. I will get that done today.
About it now. I'll try to text you later this evening and see if I remember, I'll try to remind you to send it to me.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I got about 3 hours, maybe 4 hours worth of work to do this afternoon.
Oh, gosh, I used that four-letter word again. But I got about 4 hours worth to do this afternoon, and as soon as I get home, I'll try to think of it and text that to you. So, anyhow, well, your equipment sounded pretty good. Where are you?
Right now, I'm about a mile from 292 exit.
Well, I'm down here on Highway 11, about 2 miles outside of Cleveland.
Leave a hole left, then, don't you get home?
No, it's only 35 miles over from my house over there. So, you know, hey, it's just so convenient, so nice over there. So, yeah, probably about another 20 minutes home.
And then what kind of travel trailer did you pick up?
It's an Aurora. And it's a 27-foot, but the thing has got two slides on a 27-foot, and I mean it opens up like, good gracious, like a big'un.
I miss my smaller travel trailer. We got the big one now with the triple slides, and plenty of times I wish I wouldn't have picked it up. Because we don't drive the truck down to the beach anymore whenever we get it set up, and we got to call them out and get them to come back and level it. Once them triple slides come out, it kind of settles on that one side. It was such a pain in the butt.
And that soft soil, I can imagine. Do you leave it down there for the whole summer?
We keep it in storage at Lakewood. I'll be honest, I couldn't imagine. It's 32 foot. It's taller than your normal travel trailers. And there ain't no way I would even imagine taking that to a state park campground. You know, some of those spots are not the greatest or the levelest or whatnot, and it can be a pain in the butt to get them in there. I couldn't imagine trying to level that thing out.
That's another thing about Dreer Island. Man, that place down there, I think their limit is a 40-footer. And, you know, that's like with an A, Class A motorhome. And I mean, it's easy to get in and out of there. And most of the campsites are set up in such a way where, hey, you pull up and they're at an angle and you just back right in.
It works out that way. And I tell you another, it's a nice campground, but I mean, the spots can be a little rough. Devil's Fort campground? I don't remember. It's off of Lake Kiwi, Joe Cassie, whichever one that up is in. I can't remember exactly, but it was a nice campground. First time we ever took the old travel trailer out, well, that's where we were at. And it was really nice. You just go fishing off the bank. I never did catch nothing, but, you know, I go fishing. I don't go catching.
What time you was in there?
That's probably been at least 15 years ago, because like I said, it was when we first got my original travel trailer, and we had it 10 plus years, and now we've had the new one 3, so it's probably up there about 15 years.
We were over there at Devil's Fork last year, checking it out. I won't go in there. It was nasty.
That's just too sad, because that was a nice one. So, well, Steve, I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm going to run in the house, get changed, so we can head on to Union for this funeral. So we'll holler at you. Hope we'll run into you at Airfield sometime, and we'll get together, and you can check out the FPV setup.
Need to do that. I need to see that setup and get the brands and models off of that stuff. So, all right, bud. Listen, you travel safe going down to Union, and sorry you're having to go down there for that reason, but anyhow. Well, you have a good one. KN4 BWA, I'm clear after your final.
All right, y'all be safe on the rest of your ride home. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear.